Would you say you had to have a particular talent for cutting buttons?
You certainly do, but you got to have a lot of guts, too, if you take a job like that. I want to brag just a little. But the man told me, and I've been told by dozens of others, that I was the best button cutter that ever walked in that factory. And the reason why I was the best, anything I tried to do the best. When I was cutting them buttons, when I went through that shell, I knew that I had a button. Perfect. Wouldn't be chipped or nothing. It'd be. But I learned later how to take care of that part of it, because, well, I learned that if you left them buttons, them old big thick ones like that, out of them big old heavy three ridges and washboards, if you left them all together, you was cutting your throat. For a simple reason, I could wind her through there easy and get her cut in there to where she was, make a good button, and then put a little pressure on her and it'd break the back off, see? And leave the button, plenty of button there. And he'd gauge them with a button gauge that I was telling you about. He'd find the narrowest place and try to get you down a little below that, you know.
When did the button factory close here?
I don't know. I would say about 40, about 1940.
Did Bill Waters teach you himself how to cut buttons?
I couldn't teach you, if you was the smartest gal in the world, how to cut a button. I don't know, it just comes to you. And it's pretty gradual, too. You don't learn in a day. Because you've got to learn to make the diameter of the button right. The thickness of it has got to be right. And on some of them shells, there's a big brown spot in the face of the shell. You dodge that.